Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we visit Northern England. 8 miles southwest of Manchester you'll find the commuter suburb of Altrincham. In 1290 King Edward I granted the area a royal charter to run a market on Tuesdays. It has been a market town ever since. While the market's fortunes have gone up and down over the last 700 years, a recent push to celebrate the artisans and produce of the region has seen a resurgence in the area's popularity as a food destination. Altrincham local and market co-director Nick Johnson takes Monocle contributor Matilda Marozzi on a tour.
Is that the way our money goes?
It's a sunny Saturday in Altrincham, a suburb of Greater Manchester, and I'm here with Nick Johnson. Nick, can you tell me a bit about where we are?
Yes, Matilda. We're at Altrincham Market, and this is a charter market. It has had the right to hold a market, or it was gifted by, I can't remember which king, in 1290. So it's of historical importance. Since 1290, on this site, there have been people bringing their goods and trading them over the years.
And how long have you been familiar with Altrincham?
I've lived here for 20 years, so I've been very familiar with the town. But certainly in the last decade, it's seen a spiral of decline. And 3 years ago, it was one of the towns with the highest vacancy rates on the high street in the country. So it really has had mixed fortunes.
And today I'm here, as I said, beautiful Saturday, approaching lunchtime. There's families, people shopping. What will we find in the marketplace today? What kind of products?
Well, there are actually three elements to the market. There is Market House, which is this beautiful listed building that dates back to 1879. And inside of there are seven independent kitchens, a bar selling craft beer and a wine shop. So what you will find in Market House is a culinary and gastronomic delight composed of independent businesses that focus on, wherever possible, selling produce from the northwest of England.
Well, there's also another part to the market. Shall we head there now?
Yeah, sure.
So we're in the covered market now, surrounded by a range of different traders, from butchers, fishmongers. We've got some jewellery makers, clothing, and we're in front of a bread stall. Tell me a bit about that, Nick.
Well, we're actually in front of four bread stalls. Bread is very popular. Or part of the complaint I heard when I was in London was that you can't buy a loaf of bread for less than £3.50. The problem here was you couldn't buy a loaf of bread for £3.50. And now what we have are some fantastic artisan bakers. Lovingly Artisan are based in Oxenholme in the Lake District. So they've come down from the Lake District this morning. Their loaves came second in the World Bread Awards. And next to them, we've got Trove. They're an Levenshulme-based baker. Artisan sourdough loaves, baguettes, and delightfully across the corner from them are St John's Bakers, and they sell Lancashire oven bottom balms, which are a delicacy, a bread typical of this area.
So it's a celebration of not only good food, but it sounds like it's food from the local area.
It's a celebration of regional identity. The problem that we've got is that every high street is beginning to look the same. It's the same brands trying to sell us the same kind of things. And what we've done here is to seek to celebrate our own regional identity, that of the northwest of England.
Now, if we walk just a few metres away, you go up a wooden ramp into a more cafeteria-like area, which is Market House, and that's your permanent market?
Yeah. It has seating for 180 people. During the summertime, we can open up a little bit further with the seats outside, and that gives us 250 covers. There, we feed 8,000 people a week. It's very popular.
What kitchen are you going to take me to first?
I'm going to take you to Tender Cow first.
Wonderful, let's go.
Tender Cow started life as pretty much all of these kitchens in the covered market that we've just come from. And they used to trade from a Citroen H5 van, and they were looking for a new opportunity when they approached us. And Wolf House Kitchen, who were opposite them when we opened, were only able to provide service during the daytime. So what we did when we first opened was do a kitchen share in Wolf House. So at 5 o'clock at night, Tendercow would move into Wolf House's kitchen and they would take over and cook steak and chips. And it's flat iron steak from predominantly the northwest of England. They were so successful that we recognised that there was a need to provide them their own kitchen. I say kitchen, this kitchen is 3 metres deep by 3 metres wide, and they will turn over this year £1 million out of that kitchen. It's incredibly popular, it's incredibly busy, and they've gone from literally a Citroen H5 van into this incredibly busy environment. At the moment there are 3 guys in the kitchen, sometimes they go up to 5 in that tiny space in order to keep up with demand.
What do you think makes it popular? Why do people keep coming back?
Well, it's the same with all of these traders. It's about quality. They are all passionate about food. They are all believe in providing quality produce, and people have responded to that. I want to show you Katie's cakes, because Katie is an amazing baker. They trained in Rose Bakery in Paris, and I don't think there's a better baker in the country than Katie, so let's just go and have a look at her cakes.
It's an interesting kitchen and bakehouse, actually, because you've got Korean chicken burgers next to baked goods, so it's a strange combination.
Well, they love Korean food, so by night time they will be serving homemade bao and rice bowls, but by day there is a demand for pastries and cakes, and I mean, just look at this, it's an incredible array of beautifully executed cakes that taste just as good as they look.
We've got some interesting things here in the cabinet. We've got a miso apple caramel donut, a double caramel peanut butter brownie, raspberry cheesecake brownie, maple pecan sticky buns. Have you got a favourite?
My favourite is the bourbon pecan chocolate pie. They went to New York last year, and that was one of the things, one of the recipes that they brought back. Katie's adapted it, but it really is an amazing mouthful of cake.
Now, I think it's getting close to lunchtime. Where are we going for that?
I'm going to take you to Great North Pie. They were selling pies outside. They sell them warm inside with mash and gravy. I'm taking you there because pies are a delicacy, if you can use that word, of the north of England.
Tell me a bit about what's on the menu today.
Great North Pie, on their spring menu today, have got corned beef brisket and potato pie. That's slow-cooked salt beef brisket, Cheshire Farm potatoes, white onion and horseradish cream, Worcester sauce, white pepper, sesame and poppy seeds. Chicken and Stornoway black pudding pie, a classic Lancashire cheese and onion pie, and a spinach and cheese pie.
What would you recommend? Is there a favourite pie on the menu?
Have you got the corned beef? I would go for the corned beef brisket and potato pie if I were you.
Fantastic. Can I order one of those? Thank you. Yeah, mash and gravy would be great. In front of me I have a beautiful pie. It looks like it's got a thick crust, some sesame seeds on top, mashed potato and gravy. Smells really good. Nick's cutting it open for us.
Now, I don't eat meat, so I can't tell you what this tastes like, but this is the corned beef and potato pie. It looks delicious, but you'll have to tell me whether it tastes delicious.
Give your verdict. So just putting my fork in, got a bit of the potato and corned beef.
I do know that Neil, who is the proprietor from Great North Pie, prides himself in his pastry, which I can attest, because I eat the cheese and onion pie and their fish pie, and the pastry is an integral part of making a good pie, and it is a very good pastry.
It's a beautiful thick pastry and a really tasty gravy. Wonderful. Time to tuck in.
Have some money to show.
That was Monocle contributor Matilda Marozzi having lunch at the Altringer Market with guide Nick Johnson. This has been episode number 29 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.